Bunks until further orders.
Mutineers, I asked.
Fuchs nodded. Attempting to kill the ship's captain is mutiny, Humphreys. The penalty for mutiny is summary execution.
You're not going to kill them.
Fuchs gave a disdainful snort. Why not? They were going to kill me, weren't they?
But
you want to give them a fair trial first, don't you? All right, I'll be the prosecutor, you can be the defense attorney, and Sanjay will be the judge.
Here and now? Ignoring my question, he leaned down and slapped Bahadur smartly on the cheek.
Were you going to kill me?
Sullenly, Bahadur nodded.
Speak up, Fuchs said. For the record, did you intend to murder me?
Yes.
Why?
I asked.
To get away. To leave this place before all of us are killed.
Fuchs straightened up and shrugged at me.
There you are.
What need have we for further witnesses? Sanja, how do you find?
Guilty, Captain.
There, Fuchs said. Neat and legal. Put them in their bunks. I'll deal with them later.
Death. Sanja and I led a trio of very cowed would-be mutineers back to the crew's quarters. None of them spoke a word as they shambled along the passageway. In the crew's quarters, the other off-watch personnel stared silently as Bahadur and the other two slumped onto their bunks. No one said anything. It wasn't necessary. They all had known what Bahadur was planning, I thought. They all were content to stand back and let it happen. I couldn't stay in the crew's quarters, not anymore. I saw to it that the three mutineers were in their own bunks, stiff and sore from the beating they had taken. Then I headed back toward Fuchs's compartment. Marguerite was in his quarters, spraying a bandage around his left biceps.
"Come in, Humphreys,"
Fuchs called from the chair where he was sitting with his sleeve rolled up to the shoulder.
"You're injured," I said, surprised. "Bahadur sliced me with his first move," Fuchs answered easily. "My vest didn't protect my arms."
He gestured with his free hand to a mesh vest that was draped over one of the other chairs. I went to it and fingered the mesh. Surmet. Light, but tough enough to stop a kitchen knife.
"You didn't go into the fight unprepared, did you?"
I said.
"Only a fool would," he replied.
Marguerite finished the bandaging and stepped back.
"You could have been killed," she said.
But Fuchs shook his head.
"Sometimes the captain has to bring things to a boil. Let the crew simmer in their complaints and fears for too long, and they might cook up something you can't handle. I saw this coming from the moment we were blown off course by the subsolar wave."
"You knew this was going to happen?"
she asked.
"Something like it, yes."
"And you used me to set it up for you," I said.
"You played your part?"
"They might have killed me."
He shook his head. "Not until they'd got to me first. You were perfectly safe as long as I was still alive."
"That's your opinion," I said. He gave me a tolerant grin.
"That's the fact of the matter."
Before I could reply, Marguerite changed the subject.
"Van is going to need another transfusion."
Fuchs's brows rose.
"Already?"
"Already," she said.
"Too bad we cleaned up the blood from my wound," he muttered.
"I'm worried about this," Marguerite said. "If Van's going to need a transfusion every few days..."
"We'll only be here a few days more," Fuchs interrupted. "Either we find the wreckage, or we pack it in and leave."
"Still..."
He silenced her with a wave of his hand.
"I'm good for another liter or two."
"No, you're not. You can't..."
"Don't tell me what I can and can't do," Fuchs said, his voice ominously low, threatening.
"If I could call back to Earth," Marguerite said, "and tap into Van's medical records, perhaps..."
"No."
"It's for your own good," she said, her voice almost pleading.
He glared at her.
"I might be able to synthesize the enzyme Van needs from your blood. Then you wouldn't have to give any more transfusions."
"I said no."
"Why not?"
"There will be no communication between this ship and Earth until we've recovered Alex Humphrey's remains," Fuchs said with steel in his voice. "I will not give Martin Humphreys any excuse to renege on his prize money."
"Even if it kills Van?"
He glanced at me, then turned back to Marguerite.
I'm good for another liter or two of blood over the next few days.
I spoke up. Truax has my complete medical records in its computer files. You could get the full description of the enzyme from them.
Fuchs started to shake his head, but hesitated.
Truax, eh?
In orbit around this planet, I pointed out. Nowhere near Earth.
He mulled it over as he rolled his sleeve down and closed the Velcro seal at its wrist.
Okay, he said at last. Access Truax's medical computer. But that's all. You're not to speak to anyone. Not a word, do you understand?
Yes, I understand, Marguerite said. Thank you.
Then she looked over at me. It took me a moment to realize what she expected.
Thank you, Captain, I mumbled. He brushed it off. You're still going to need a transfusion, though, aren't you?
Until I can synthesize the enzyme, Marguerite said.
Assuming you can, Fuchs pointed out, Lucifer isn't equipped with a biomedical laboratory, you know.
I'll do what I can, Marguerite said.
Okay. Fuchs got to his feet. Let's get down to the sick bay and get this damn transfusion over with.
Marguerite made me lay on the table and had Fuchs sit on a chair that she wedged into the sick bay's cramped space. He seemed perfectly relaxed, chewing on a mouthful of those pills of his. I couldn't stand to watch the needle go into my arm or Fuchs's. I had to close my eyes. As I lay there, I remembered my other problem.
I can't go back to the crew's quarters, I said.
Why not? Fuchs asked calmly.
I opened my eyes and saw that damnable tube sticking in his arm, filled with bright red blood. Suppressing a shudder, I focused on Marguerite, standing over us with a concerned expression on her beautiful face.
After what happened with Bahadur and those others, I began to explain. You've nothing to be afraid of, Fuchs said.
I'm not afraid, I answered. And it was true. It surprised me, but I really wasn't afraid of them.
Then what? Fuchs demanded.
I just can't sleep in the same room with people who would have murdered me.
Oh, Fuchs said condescendingly, you're uncomfortable with ruffians as your bunkmates.
Marguerite chided,
it's not a joking matter.
I'm not joking, Fuchs said. Tell me, Humphreys, just where do you think you can bunk if not in the crew's quarters?
I hadn't given that any thought at all.
There's no place else aboard, Fuchs said, unless you want to sleep on the deck someplace.
Anywhere.
And then you'd be sleeping alone, he went on. Unprotected. At least in the crew's quarters, there are some loyal souls nearby. Sanja or Amar Jagal, for example. Nobody will try to slit your throat while one of them is around to witness it.
How can I sleep when people in the other bunks want to slit my throat? I demanded.
Fuchs chuckled. Don't worry. You'll be perfectly safe. They've shot their bolt.
I can't sleep there.
His voice hardened.
This isn't a cruise ship, Humphreys. You'll follow my orders just like all the others. You go back to your bunk. Put some iron in your spine. At least you can pretend you're not afraid of them.
But you don't understand.
Fuchs laughed bitterly.
No, you don't understand. You're returning to the crew's quarters. End of discussion.
He has my life in his hands, I told myself. There's nothing I can do. So I shut my mouth and squeezed my eyes shut when Marguerite slid the transfusion tube out of my arm.
Let my blood circulate through you for a few minutes, Fuchs said, amused. That ought to give you enough courage to crawl into your bunk and go to sleep.
I was furious with him, but I said nothing. Not even when he draped his beefy arm on Marguerite's shoulders as the two of them left the sick bay for their quarters. No one said a word to me when I returned to the crew's quarters. They wouldn't even look in my direction. Not even Sanja, who was off duty when I got there. Amar Jagal, the first mate, must have been up on the bridge. Fuchs was in his quarters. With Marguerite, I knew. The two of them, together. I tried to shut the images out of my mind. Despite everything, I fell asleep. Perhaps Marguerite had slipped a sedative or tranquilizer into my veins along with the transfusion. I slept deeply, without dreams. When I got up, I actually felt refreshed.